Parshas Vayigash. Vayigash Elov Yehuda. And then Yehuda approached Yosef, Vayomer, and he said, Be Adoni, please my master, Yidaber no avdecho dovar ba'ozne Adoni. Let your servant speak words that will enter the ears of my master. You will take them seriously. Vayicha apcho vavdecho. And you shall not get angry at your servant, although I will speak harsh words to you. Do not get angry at me. Ki chomeicho kefaroi. Because in my eyes you are considered chashuv and important, like paroi. And although I am speaking harshly to you, that is only because of the predicament that I am in. But I consider you important and chashuv like a king. Rashi brings down another three pshatim in the words ki chomeicho kefaroi, which we will see soon. Adoni shalas avodav lemar. Rashi says, you originally came up against us with a bilbul, with a libel. Adoni Shaul, my master asked, as avod of his servants Lamar, saying, Hayesh lechem avoyach, do you have a father or a brother? Were we coming to marry your daughter? Were you coming to marry our sister that you were asking such questions about our family? Do we have a father or do we have a brother? But still, we did not hold anything back from you, Vanoimer Ladoini, and we said to my master, Yeshlanu of Zokain, we have an older father, Vyelad Zakun Mkoton, and we have a younger brother who was born in our father's old age, Vachiv Mes, and we have one brother that died, Vayivoser Hu Levade Leimoy. And this son, Binyamin, was the only one left to this mother, Rachel, Vaoviv Ahevoy, and therefore his father liked him, loved him very much. Rashi says that Yehuda spoke a dvar sheker, a word of untruth from his mouth, because of yira, because of fear. He said va'ochiv meis, that Yosef was dead, although Yosef was not dead. The reason why he said this was because he was afraid that if he would say that Yosef was alive, then the leader of Mitzrayim would say, bring him down to Mitzrayim also, I would like to see him too. Therefore he said va'ochiv meis, in order that the leader of Mitzrayim would not be able to say this. The Mefarshim ask that this seems to be a stira, a contradiction in the words of the Shvatim. Because earlier in Parshas Miketz, they told Yosef that they had a brother that was lost, and they were searching for this brother, and that's why they entered Mitzrayim into 10 different gates. So how were they able to say now, Va'ochiv Meis, that this brother was dead? And the Mefarshim explain that the Shvatim said to Yosef that they had a brother that was lost and they were searching for him. That was the first time they came down to Mitzrayim. But when they came down the second time with Binyamin, they said that they tried to look for this brother. But since they could not find him, they were to assume at this point that Yosef was dead. And it was not a stira to what they said earlier. The first time they came down to Mitzrayim, they said they were looking for him. The second time they came down to Mitzrayim, they said that they gave up hope and they are assuming that Yosef was dead. Then you said to your servants, bring down this brother Binyamin to me, and let me place my eyes on him. We said to my master, the nar, Binyamin, cannot leave his father, because we are afraid that if he will leave his father and travel on the road, he will die just like his mother died on the road. And you said to your servant, if your younger brother does not come back with you, you shall not continue to see my face. And it was when we went up to your servant, my father, and we told him the words of my master. And our father said, we ran out of food. Go, return to Mitzrayim and buy us some food. We said to him, we are not able to go down to Mitzrayim. If our younger brother Binyamin is with us, then we will go down. Because we are not able to see the face of this man, the leader of Mitzrayim, without our younger brother with us. And your servant, my father, said to us, you know that Rachel, my wife, gave birth to two sons. And one went out from before me. And I said, Ach Torif Torof. Surely he was ripped apart. And I have not seen him until now. And now you want to take this one also, Binyamin, from before me. An accident might happen on the way. The Satan is Mekatre Bishas HaSakona. The Satan prosecutes at times of danger. I am afraid that if he travels, an accident might happen. And you will have brought down my old age in a bad way to my grave. Right now I am comforted a bit over the death of Rachel and the death of Yosef through Binyamin. But if Binyamin will die, then it will be as if I lost all three in one day. It will bring up all the emotions of Rachel, of Yosef, and also of the death of Binyamin. Maskil David says that we see in the Pasuk that Yaakov was mentioning the death of Yosef and the death of Rachel also, because the Pasuk seems to change its lashon. In Pasuk Chavtes he says, "V'hiradtem esevasi bira'a sha'ola, you will bring down my old age in a bad way, sha'ola, to the grave." In Pasuk Lamed Aleph he says, "V'hiridu avodecha esevas avdecha avinu biyogon sha'ola, you will bring down my old age in sorrow to my grave." What are these two lashonos of ra'a and yogon? Maskil David learns, ra'a is referring to the death of Yosef, because concerning the death of Yosef, Yaakov always said, Chaya ra'a achalosu, a bad animal, an evil animal, consumed him. So therefore he is bringing up the death of Yosef by saying, Bira'a sha'ola. And concerning the lashon of yogon, that is referring to Rachel's death, because by Rachel's death, she gave birth to Binyamin, and she called him Ben Oini, the son of my pain, the son of my tsar. Tsar and Yogoin are really the same. So when it says that you will bring down the old age of your father, be Yogoin, in sorrow to my grave, he is referring to the death of Rachel. So therefore, Yaakov was saying, through Binyamin's death, it will not only have an effect on me that Binyamin is missing, but also it will remind me concerning the death of Rachel and concerning the death of Yosef. V'yato, and now, kivoi elav d'cha'ovi. Yehuda says, if I will come back to your servant my father, v'hanar einenu itonu, and the nar is not with us, v'nafshoi, and his soul, Yaakov's soul, kishura, is tied, v'nafshoi, in his soul, in Binyamin's soul. Yaakov's soul is tied in Binyamin's soul.